305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. We have made it. Man, we got some great stuff we'll be dealing with this afternoon. We've got our good friend, Dr. Dave Bratt, dropping by. Economy seems to be doing pretty well. Looking at unemployment numbers, looking at inflation numbers. I mean, honest to goodness, it just looks like we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. The only thing is, you've got that Fed chair, Jerome Powell, who has essentially declared this war with President Trump. And because of that, you and I continue to pay higher interest rates. So hopefully the good doctor, Dave Bratt, will be able to explain a little bit about that, maybe give us some idea which way we are headed and what could happen. Does Jerome Powell exit early? Probably not. Does President Trump actually take steps to have him removed? I don't know. But Dave Bratt will have a little insight on that. And because it's Friday, which, according to my calendar, is exactly the day before Saturday, we will have Stan Drewski here at 4:35. Stan, as you know, is the host of In the Garage with Stan and Drewski. So looking forward to all of that. I mentioned it's Friday. Certain things happen on Friday. I wear red, R-E-D. Why? R-E-D. Remember Everyone Deployed. Great program started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back, just saying, hey, on Fridays, pick out something red to wear. Could be a shirt, could be your socks or your pants. I would also suggest that you always have available to you, just in the case of an emergency. Let's say that your laundry fairy has not placed a red shirt or something in rotation. Well, you reach out to Emily Morrissey, my dear friend, my best buddy down there in Midlothian, emilysbracelets.com, and you order yourself a couple of red bracelets. And that way, you are always, always covered. Just try to be helpful here, your friendly old helpful Uncle Jeff. And because it's Friday, I wear my Peppa Pig hat because, well, you know, nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. Remind you about the James River Air text line. That is always available to you, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. It's like nails on a chalkboard listening to Abigail Spamberger tell yet another lie. And you'll notice this talent that Abigail Spamberger has. She is able to tell you things that are patently untrue, demonstrably untrue, easily proven to be untrue, and she will look you straight in the eyes and tell you those things. It's an unbelievable skill. I just assume it's something she picked up working for the CIA, which is why so many people have dubbed her CIA Abby. I don't know exactly what she did. She now ignores her time in law enforcement. Have you noticed that? It's weird. When she was looking for votes from cops, she played up the fact that for a brief period of time, she was a postal inspector. That's a great job, by the way. United States Postal Inspection Service is actually the oldest federal law enforcement agency in America. I bet you didn't know that, unless you listened to me, in which case I've told you that before. But she doesn't talk about that. Now maybe once she gets out there on the campaign trail and she's trying to convince cops that she actually cares about him, which is untrue, maybe then she'll play up her her law enforcement experience. I don't know. I just don't know. What I do know is that I listen to her, I watch her, and I really am in this really odd sort of a way impressed with her ability to look you dead center in the eyes and then just give you a big line of bullcrap. She never cracks a smile. You don't want to play poker with her, I'll tell you that. That I figured out already. Not that I've ever been invited, nor would I be inviting her, but man, it's something. Governor Glenn Youngkin was here yesterday. Governor Glenn Youngkin explained what happened with the CNBC ratings. Everybody with even two synapses firing is looking at this and saying, huh, do you think there's a political angle here? Do you think the network that gave you Erin Burnett and some other very notable leftists sees an election coming up in Virginia, sees a chance to score some cheap political points and take a really, really cheap political shot at Lieutenant Governor Sears? You think that's part of this? I'm going to tell you flat out it is. There's no way that it's not. If you look at the real numbers, and I know they're numbers, man, and so yeah, I don't like numbers either, but look at the numbers and look at the number of companies relocating to Virginia. Take a look at the number of dollars coming into Virginia. I mean, really, think about it. Just some thoughts. Oh, I have to go over to New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street, by the way, the West End. I've got to go over there and get something new. And I'm not quite sure what it is that I'm going to get. I'm actually, as we speak, if I sound slightly distracted, I am texting back and forth with a friend of mine who really is a, he knows firearms, knows them far better than I am, than I do. And I said to him, I said, hey, you know, I got to get over to New American Arms. Once again, 6017 West Broad Street. In the West End, I wanted to find out if they have the Strikeman dry fire laser kit. Have you seen these? I've not gotten one yet, but it has popped up in so many of my feeds. It's a cartridge. You know, in my case, I'm going to get a 9mm, and you chamber it, and then you dry fire with this target. And it feeds you all of the information, not just, hey, you hit the target, not just great shot or this ring or that ring or, you know, it's center of mass or stuff. No, but all sorts of stuff right there on an app. And it's all laser. And right now they've got them on sale. That's the reason that I really was paying attention to them. And I thought, you know, for $88, I'm going to roll the dice. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. Jeff, why would I buy it online when I can probably get it over there at New American Arms? So anyway, so I was chatting with my buddy Miles about this, and I was telling him I've got to get over there. I've got to get a little something new. And he's talking about all the things that they can do at New American, including custom building a rifle. So I asked him about an AR. I don't have one of those in the collection. And then I'm wondering, do I need one? Do you have one? Do me a favor. Hit me on the James River Air text line, please. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Do you have an AR? And what do you think of them? And what do? You've taken it out on the range, I'm assuming. And you've shot it. You've thrown some lead down range. Do you like it? Is it worth it? Is it something I should have in the collection? And I don't know. I've shot it once or twice here and there, but I'm just being brutally honest with you. Just not something that I've spent a lot of time with. And Miles is saying, well, what about a really good quality pistol? I thought, well, yeah, it's another option. I am curious, though, about the AR. So I'm just throwing it out there to you. If you have an AR, you've got a little bit of experience. If you just bought it yesterday, that's not going to help. But if you've had it a while and you've had it on the range, let me know what you thought of it. How was the handling? Recoil? Was there anything there? 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. So you hit me up there, and I will share it with everybody. Oh, next week, Jer, make a note of this, please. We will have tickets next week for the Outlaw Music Festival at the Virginia Credit Union Home Loan Amphitheater out there at the beach. Yeah. So that's next week. But it's every day next week. So make a note of that for yourself. And Jeremy, you make a note of that. I wrote it down here, and I want you to be aware of it as well. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.